I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and a marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. Have you been able to rest? Really physically and mentally rest? In your fast-moving society, with all the pressures that surround you, you may find it difficult to rest. The disappointments, family differences, job problems, makes it unbearable, great pressure. You're only able to sleep when you take a sleeping pill, but the tension still rises. You need to rest. There are many reasons why people are unable to rest. Many are too busy. They hold two jobs, or three jobs, or they work overtime each day. And you may live in an environment where it's always confusion. Mom and dad fighting, teenagers are fighting, someone is on drugs. Or your mind, for whatever reason, is not at ease. Too many problems. When you do not sleep at night, you are restless in the day. And you become very irritable. Not being able to get enough rest produces lots of problems. Lack of rest produces stress. And too much stress can produce nervousness, high blood pressure, heart problems, weight problems, and many other problems. Usually, one can tell when another did not have sufficient rest. Rest is one of the health laws we must abide by for optimum health. But too many people ignore the value of the right amount of rest. They are always going, overtime at work, and still want the party all night. We are told that adults must have an average of 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Do you get that amount of sleep? And then we know that teenagers need at least 9.2 hours of sleep a night, but they thrive best on 10 to 12 hours of sleep a night. Or do you stay up late at night watching TV? Or parents, do you go to sleep and you don't care what time your teenage or preteen children go to sleep? They go to bed any time of the night and then they wake up irritable. It's not good. For many of us, we just have to learn how to go to bed earlier. But for others, it is learning how to rest from within. You know, since the inception of television in the early century, millions of people do not even get enough sleep. They go to bed late, get up early to work, and in the middle of the afternoon, they have to force themselves to keep going. They're actually wearing themselves out, wearing their physical machinery. Dr. J. Milton Hoffman, in his book The Missing Link in the Medical Curriculum, states that the importance of sleep cannot be overemphasized, for it is during the restful hours of sleep that the body rebuilds its tissues and alkalizes itself. It is imperative that everyone gets the proper amount of sleep. No one can really stay healthy unless he is assured of a full quota of sleep and rest. Dr. Clifford R. Anderson says, quietness in the home is essential to restoring a tired mind and also preparing the body to face the responsibilities of tomorrow. Resting in a chair may be helpful during the hours of ordinary relaxation, but sleeping in a good soft bed is the best tonic for worn nerves and aching muscles. Many people think that they must always be on the go, busy, 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 but one day their busyness catches up with them. We cannot do without physical rest. Our society in the Bahamas and wherever you're listening to this broadcast, our societies need to slow down. And if you find that you are so busy that you have no time to truly rest, then you better change your lifestyle, because one day you'll be forced into a life change you never wish will come your way. And today there are so many avenues that we have. We can buy relaxation audio tapes, relaxation videos, read books, and then for many we can read the Bible. We can meditate. We can go to the ocean. We can find time to rest. You know something? Talking about our teenagers and youth, many of our youth are not interested in music that is of a slow pace or that we call inspirational music. You know why? Because it causes them to think and puts them in a mood of deep thought and sometimes rest, and that is something they don't want. It's important, though, for them to do that once in a while, daily or weekly. Now we see that all we need is physical rest. In order to perform well on the job, we need proper rest. Do not overwork. Find time for meditation and rest each day. It is so important. You know, when Jesus said, "Come unto me and I will give you rest," was that mental, physical, or spiritual rest? I can assure you that it meant all three. Mental, physical, and spiritual rest. There's a definite close link between the mental unrest and physical restlessness. And more than that, the spiritual restlessness is inevitable. It's so important. So let me give you a real secret. Scientists have now discovered that the body is designed to take rest every 7 days. They have learned that the body has a 7-day cycle. Every 7 days, there is a change. It is called the 7-day rhythm. This is how God made us. No wonder God made the Sabbath as a day of rest, no work. And you can find that rest. You can find that rest. Please, would you slow down and live and rest? This has been your daily relationship nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.